News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Gentlemen, here we are, an abbreviated version of the TJ Ritchie Show. I always love the football talk. Talking football. So disappointing game yesterday for the Panthers. I saw a little bit of it. I don't really get into the NFL like I used to. I don't get into the NFL like I do college football. And I mean, it's not to say I don't like the Panthers. I always like the Panthers. That's my home team, but I'm not a big fan of Roger Goodell. I'm not a big fan of the feminization of the NFL. Not saying that the players are feminine. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying the way the organizations are run is, becoming more and more, they're showing that they don't really care so much about what the male demographic thinks. They're only interested in what the female demographic thinks. And that's who they're wooing. That's who they're always trying to get. Cause you know, they take the male viewer for granted. You see, they'll always have the male viewer. So that's why, you know, you're seeing all the constant. I mean, it's a liberal run organization, the NFL. Roger Goodell is, I don't want to speak really ill of Roger Goodell. I think he's ridiculous. I think he's a ridiculous person. I think he's a silly, silly wannabe cool guy that, you know, gets to hang out with the athletes. So, you know, that makes him cool around the halls of school and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I look at it like they're not trying to do anything, you know, secure me as a member of their audience. They're just worried about women. And you can see a lot of that in how many women are in charge of high areas of NFL teams. And then watch the commercials. Watch, I mean, everything in an NFL game that you see, you know, has some little hint that they just want women to be the ones who are their main target, which is fine. It's their business. They can do whatever they want. But you know, and keeping those signs in the back of the end zone still after the wokeness, quote unquote, has gone away, and they still keep all of that messaging in the end zones to divide people and everything. I just don't like it. I don't like it. So Charlotte has been the talk of the national news today, and not in all national news, but in, you know, the social media news, that's for sure. Because word has finally gotten out about the murder of the innocent woman on Charlotte light rail, which happened a couple of weeks ago now. Irina Zaratuska, 23 years old. Suspect, DeCarlos Brown Jr. I wonder if it's DeCarlos or DeCarlos. Not sure. 34. They describe him as a career criminal, which, first of all, what is a career criminal? How in the world what does that even mean? How do you get to be a career criminal? It seems like if you've committed enough crimes, then you would be put away so where you couldn't commit any crimes anymore enough to make a career out of it. Or maybe that's just me. I don't know. So, you know, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks, but it just now has gone since the release of the security footage. It's all over the place now. And as you can imagine, the liberals are going nuts because they want to cover these types of things up because they're responsible for them. Liberals in charge are responsible for senseless murders of innocent people. And we're going to break down in the short time that we have tonight, we're going to break down a lot of things that that play into making this a problem in our society and what's gotten it to this point. And it is sad. It's not only sad for the victims, it's sad for people who want to live their lives without the fear of being stabbed on a public train. You know, people who just want to do what they do. They go to their job. If they're brave enough to take public transportation in any city, God bless them. But they just want to get on the bus or the train and get home or get to where they're going. Like this young lady, this woman in her, you know, pizza working uniform, sits down, looks at her phone with her earbuds in, gets stabbed in the neck and killed out of nowhere, ambushed and slaughtered. So why is that? Why is that the way it is in today's U.S. America? Well, we all know why by now. One of the whys is because these major cities, like the one that we live in, one that I love, you love, the big, dangerous city of Charlotte, North Carolina, as I have coined it. The big, dangerous city of Charlotte, North Carolina is exactly that. Hasn't always been that. Hasn't been the big, dangerous city for very long when you think about it. But what happens to Charlotte and all of the rest of these major cities that causes them to deteriorate so quickly? What do almost every major city, what do all these cities have in common where their crime is out of control? And their budgets are just blown through the roof. What do they all have in common? They're all run by Democrats. Communists, Marxists. And Charlotte is no different. You see, how can you be so tough on crime, or even tough enough on crime to where you don't have to worry about getting stabbed in the neck on the train on a regular night? How can you be feeling safe in a city where the chief of police has been worried about getting a payout from the threat of a defamation suit against the city council or the city, whomever he was supposedly going to sue because they said bad things about him, defamed him? That doesn't seem like they've got law enforcement on the top priority. But it's more than that. It's more than just not being able to handle things. You know, that's innocent. If you just don't know how to handle things, or things are too much for you and your capabilities in your area of supposed expertise, if it's just too much for you to handle, that's one thing. But when it's an entire movement that is designed to, quote, do what it do, end quote, then that's evil. And what we're seeing in America, in these big, dangerous cities, these crime-ridden cities, these cities that were once great American places, what we are seeing is by design. And here's the bad news. It's working. And we better figure out a solution to it in a hurry, or this country is not going to remain the greatest country on the face of the earth and a beacon of freedom for the world to see. We will be third world within no time. If our major cities don't get everything together. And the number one thing you got to do if you want to live in a safe place is get the Democrats out of power. It's just that simple. That is step number one. Don't ever, 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 forever, ever vote for a Democrat again if you want law and order and you want to feel safe in your city. No more Democrats. That's my platform. No more Democrats in power. Done. All right, I got to take a break, and obviously I'm fired up about this. I got a lot more to cover, as well as some other things if we can fit them in, because like I said, we're short, only at an hour tonight, so we got to cram it all in. So we got more coming up next. Hang on.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for The TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Hey, if you got something you want to say, then you can do so at 704-570-1110. Or you can text that same number. On the WBT text line, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Okay, so here we are. We're talking about, once again, the stabbing death of an innocent 23-year-old of Ukrainian descent. She had come here as a refugee trying to find a safe harbor, safe life for, from the Ukraine and Russia war. Gets here and is stabbed in the neck on the Charlotte light rail for committing the heinous offense of looking at her phone and listening to her her earbuds. Suspect, career criminal, they call him, mentally deranged, allegedly. Carlos Brown Jr., 34. Now, we've gone through a lot of this already because it's been going on here, like we said, for a couple of weeks, and then the national media just now picked up on it after the release of the security footage from inside the light rail. Now, all of these Democrats are saying that shouldn't have been released, don't need to stir up and bother that poor lady's family any more than what it already is. But what they're saying is, hey, don't put that out because it makes us look really, really bad because we haven't done anything about crime. And as a matter of fact, we've encouraged violent criminals running loose in the streets with our Democrats in charge, whether they are city council people, mayor, police chief, sheriff, judges, prosecutors, anybody who carries the letter D around with them in the halls of power is responsible for what has transpired in our major cities in U.S. America, including Charlotte, the Queen City. Yes. Now, how does this happen? This happens when you start judging people by their quote unquote marginalized group and making exceptions for people who belong to marginalized groups. Making exceptions for them to not have to obey the rules that everybody else has to obey. That's how it gets started. And the Marxists, who are bound and determined to rip apart our society. Now, listen, when I say Marxists like this, now, obviously, the great one, Mark Levin, is the expert in this subject. And he is far beyond what I am in the knowledge of the way this works. So what I have to do is when I'm talking about an American Marxist, and what that image is to me of the person I picture who wants to tear apart our society is Barack Obama. Think Barack Obama. You know, everybody knows everything about Barack Obama when he was growing up and he was involved in these groups in college. He was involved in the domestic terrorist, the domestic terrorists' lives, you know, the Bernardine Dorn, the Weather Underground. He was involved with all of them. They were buddies. They launched his campaign in Chicago and politics from their living room. You know, that's what Obama is all about, is he is Mr. American Marxist Movement. Okay. The intellectuals, the products of these higher universities and all of that. Okay. So think Barack Obama behind everything that you're seeing go wrong in the United States right now. And they prey upon people's emotions and they bully people into going along with what they want. For example, they want to tear apart society. So in order to do that, criminals have to roam free. I'm sorry, freely. Criminals have to roam freely amongst us. All right. Now, in order to do that, you have to make excuses and exceptions for these people committing the crimes. All right. If a black person commits a crime against a white person, then the black person is the victim for some reason, right? That's the case in this Charlotte incident. Charlotte's mayor, Vile Lyles, came out. Our thoughts are with the girl's family and all that. That's out of the way now. This is the real victim, the mental health, and he's in blah, 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 blah. They want him out on the street. The judge released him onto the street. The judge that did that has a history of what normal people would point to and go, hey, that's anti-American, from what I understand, allegedly. Turn them back out, turn them back out, turn them back out. They've been put upon by society and we can't hold them because they have an illness and this, that, and the other. And what does it all mean? It means that they're releasing people onto the streets who are, to them, they're either knowingly going to go commit more crimes or they just don't care. They don't care. Or they turn them loose because they want them to create more crimes. Because they want chaos. And when you stop holding people accountable because you come up with some sort of an excuse, because you come up with some sort of way for them to be excused for not having to follow the rules that everybody else follows. Look, if it's a crazy person, I don't care. If they're crazy and they endanger everybody else, what are we supposed to do just because they're crazy? We're supposed to walk around worried about getting stabbed in the neck on the light rail just because we don't want to put somebody away who's got a mental illness, quote unquote. No, we put them away. Why? Why should innocent people have to be exposed to that? Why? We shouldn't. That's the answer. We shouldn't. Now, of course, the liberal media jumps all over this because everybody's on them. Why haven't you reported this? Why haven't you reported this? It's because it's a black assailant and a white victim, or alleged assailant and a white victim. Why? So now the media, since the release of this footage from the security cameras, has had to respond. Now, how have they respond? Just like the pieces of trash that they are and that you would expect them to respond. So we'll get to that coming up next. Hang on.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hey, thank you for joining me, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate your listening. Thank you so much. I'm not talking about silly stuff tonight, and there's a reason. Obviously, there's a spotlight that is being shown upon Charlotte right now all over the country, and it is because of the murder of the innocent Ukrainian girl on the light rail. I think it was August 22nd, if I remember correctly. Now, part of the reason everything has gone crazy and people paying attention to this story all of a sudden nationwide is because of the security footage being released by the transit system, transit center, whatever they're called. CATS. Now, the first thing that happens is that people on our side in the conservative media, the blogosphere, as they say, they immediately said, well, hey, this happened back then. Why have we not heard anything about it? Why has this not been wall to wall? Why has every news, national news outlet in America not been all over this with reporters in Charlotte round the clock? And obviously everybody knows why, because this doesn't fit the Marxist narrative of the Marxist media in U.S. America. So they got to start coming with excuses now because they got caught. They got caught. And, of course, everybody's making comparisons to George Floyd, Michael Brown, all of those instances where Black Lives Matter rioted and the media blew it up and made it just minute-to-minute-to-minute coverage nonstop. So now they're having an answer for themselves. Why did the national media pick this up? Now, I didn't even know that little sassy, mousy boy, Brian Stelter, I didn't really know he was back in in the media spotlight. You know, he used to work for CNN, then he got canned, and then I don't know what he does now. But he was explaining why the national media didn't run with this story of an alleged black assailant stabbing a white victim in the neck on a light rail when she merely got on and sat down in front of him. So cut 35, go, hit it, Lonnie.
Over the weekend, Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, other Trump-aligned figures succeeded in making this senseless death a symbol of big city crime. We heard President Trump asked about it yesterday when he was heading home from New York City. He didn't seem to know much about it. He said he would get briefed. And then today, Trump did know all about it. That's exactly what has happened here. This story has trickled up from local news to social media and now to the president's attention. And it's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol, with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishment and more incarceration. I have to say, some of the replies to Musk, some of the comments around this story are baldly racist, stoking fear of African Americans because this man attacked a white woman. The open racism on sites like X today, it's eye-popping. But there are also legitimate questions about this so-called career criminal, someone who had been a repeat offender. And those questions, I hope they're not lost amid all of the cesspool kind of comments on social media.
So you see, it's racist. It's a local story, and then the MAGA white supremacists turn it into a racist, an outpouring of racist efforts to incriminate, make people scared of all African Americans. Is that it? I mean, how slime. I mean, you can hear this guy. You can hear his voice and tell that he's just a slime ball, can't you? I mean, come on. Let's be honest about it. You don't have to know anything about this little fella. If you just heard him speak, you'd go, that's a slimy little fella, isn't it? Ugh. Yeah, because when Brian Stelter was on the air every night on CNN, back during those other situations that I mentioned earlier, the George Floyd and the Michael Brown, and all that, he didn't politicize it at all, did he? He didn't use that to claim that all police officers, all white police officers are racist, did he? The little tub of goo. I mean, these people are sick, y'all. These people are sick. Now, it may make him feel like little Mr. Mighty Whitey, you know, is getting rid of his, assuaging himself of white guilt. But look at the facts. You didn't cover it because it didn't fit your Marxist media narrative. That's why you didn't cover it, because it makes Democrats look bad. It doesn't make Democrats look bad. It shows the country that Democrats are bad when it comes to leading. They have a terrible, terrible track record, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats. And if you're one of the Democrats that serves in some office in Charlotte, North Carolina, I hope you are replaced as soon as possible. And I don't care what office you hold. And if you know somebody that holds an office as a Democrat in Charlotte, North Carolina, you tell them I said it. Or any other town for that matter. But you know what we need to start doing? We need to start building prisons, and we need to start building a bunch of them. And we need to start building them fast. We need to build prisons, and we need to build insane asylums. We need to build hospitals for the criminally insane. They need to start sprouting up like these apartments around here are sprouting up. Give people jobs to work in them and get these criminals off the streets. Stop turning them back out onto the innocent public. That's what we need. Now, who's going to step up and say it? Who's going to run for office on that platform and say we need more prisons? Because that's one of the excuses now. The Democrat judges, these old Marxist judges, turn these criminals back out on the street and say, well, we can't arrest our way. We can't imprison our way out of this crime problem and blah, 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 blah. Yes, we can. How do you know? Have you ever tried it? No, because you want them out on the street. But if you want to look at it from a racial standpoint, do you think if the roles were reversed that anybody would be making any excuses for the assailant? Do you think Brian Stelter would just now be talking about it if it were the other way around? Do you think there'd be a GoFundMe set up to help the white assailant? No. There wouldn't be. And listen, there needs to be a cleanup of this crime for everybody. Everybody deserves to be safe in their community in the U.S. America. It doesn't matter what race you are. You deserve to feel safe in your community. So sweep them up, throw them in prison, and leave them till they rot, or until we can do away with them execution style. Like, if this guy is proven to have killed this young lady, then he needs to go swiftly. Swiftly. Okay. We got one more segment left. We'll get to that in just a second. Hang on.
The DJ Richie Show. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Okay, just a few more minutes left here. This is our last segment. It seems like it just started. So we're talking about the crime problem in the United States. And, you know, this whole thing where these Democrat mayors and governors come on and they start talking about Trump wanting to clean up crime and he needs to really focus on these red states because the red states have higher crime rates than these cities do, than the Democrat-run states. Well, they know when they say that, they're lying. They're judging the state by a city. So let's say, for example, you look at the crime rate of, I don't know, let's pick a state. Say Louisiana, all right? So Louisiana at the moment is run by, it has a Republican governor, okay? So Louisiana's crime rate is higher, and that's who Trump should be focused on. Well, where in Louisiana are all of the crime statistics coming from? The cities in Louisiana. The big cities, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, all crime-ridden cities. Just like when you look at a map on election night, you can look at an entire state and how each county voted. But then you look at the biggest city in the state, the metropolitan areas are going to be Democrats for the most part. So basically the election map is a crime map. We can start looking at it that way. So on election night, when the next presidential election rolls around and they say this county, this state, when they're trying to figure out where the state's electoral votes are going to go, you can look at the red and blue areas, and wherever there is a blue area, that means it's a high crime area. It's just that simple. And statistics don't lie. So now the Democrats are set with trying to figure out what excuses they can come up with or how they can blame Republicans for the crime where Democrats are in charge, which is a hard thing to do. But, you know, they have the media on their side, so I'm sure they'll come up with some way that kind of deflects a little bit from the minds of people who aren't paying attention. But, you know, you can't just continue to yell racism, white supremacy, and all of that when the numbers and the crime statistics don't lie. Now, earlier when I was talking about at the top of the show about the NFL trying its best to cater toward women and to turn the mindset of the NFL feminine, I don't mean that the players are feminine. I don't mean any of that. But, well, you do have players now that paint their fingernails and then go be in fashion shows and all of that kind of stuff in the off season. Two of my very favorite players do that. They're the biggest ones doing that. So it is what it is. Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase. They're big fashion runway people now in the off season. Whatever. But just to prove my point, I found this clip from back in July. And it is the New York Giants, where they've come in and each one of them is sitting down. And there's a woman who's doing a story, kind of like, I don't want to say it's a reporter or a report, but they just come in, they sit down on a stool one at a time, and she hands them a makeup kind of bag and asks them if they can name what lady product that is in the bag. All right, so listen, see if you can tell anything about it. Here you go. Cut 34.
It's female items.
Female,
yeah.
Products?
Female items.
Yeah.
See if I can name them.
Okay, this is for your eyelashes. Like, yeah, curls them up, yeah.
Eyelashes. This is an eyelash curler or lash curl. Something, you go like this, and then it curls them up. Flick of it. I don't know, but yeah.
I don't know. Or like pull them. I don't know. What do you do?
This is a hair clip.
this is the hair clip, all right?
Maybe like clippers or something like that, or a hair clipper?
Claw clip, okay, fine, that's cool.
Huh?
Like a hair dryer slash comb thing.
And for heat to the hair. Yes. It's a diffuser to diffuse heat to the hair.
It's the blow dryer, and it makes it curly or straight, maybe.
Right, that's enough.
Something
that's
like enough. That.
You get the point. So why in the world would that need to be a bit, so to speak? And I'm not sure, but I believe that was on the CBS NFL social media. Why? Like what guy, which is still the main person that watches NFL, why would any man sit and be interested in whether or not his big superhero football players can name women's products? Why would anybody care? It's just a constant, I think, sign of the feminization of America in general, but specifically targeted into the NFL. Why do we want? Now, I can name all of those things, but I'm not a big, tough NFL player, and that's not anything to do with my job. You know, we look at NFL players as superheroes. I mean, these are guys that can do things physically that 99.5% of men or more in the world cannot do. These are physical specimens of strength and agility and masculinity. Why in the hell would we need to know whether or not they can distinguish between a hair clip and a diffuser for a blow dryer? Why do they need to prove that they know what an eyelash curler is? And then people go, calm down, it's just for fun. And like, is it just for fun? Watch the commercials during the NFL games. When they advertise the NFL shop where you buy the clothes and everything, it's all women. It's basically all women. That's all the NFL cares about, is attracting a female audience. That's it. So I'm wondering when people are going to realize, hey, they don't want me here anymore. They want a bunch of women here. They want it to be Bravo, not the NFL. I don't know. Just something to observe. I'm not mad about it or anything. I'm just observing it, and I'm reporting what I see and my opinion of it. If you start to pay attention, you'll see that I'm right. All right. Mark Levin's up next. God loves you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, it is going strong. The TJ Ritchie Show. It's my new political podcast on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you need to sign up and get all the inside scoop on everything and get the special little perks by being a member of the Ritchie Gang. Be a gangster. Just go to TJRitchie.com and sign up today.